Hey everybody, welcome to my first podcast. This is the Bipolar and Dan Show, and I'm Dan. I have been challenging myself for the last couple of years of becoming a new person, whatever that looks like. Over the last decade, I have faced many things like others have, you know, family death, surviving a brain tumor, several house fires, definitely some several bad relationships, and somehow I ended up in Washington, D.C., and I'm still not sure how I got here. My therapist tells me that I should be happy that I am here and enjoy the journey, which always makes me feel weird because life is a journey, I get it, but I feel like life is more like a train ride because it will always stop and you have kind of idea where you're going. You just don't know who's going to get on the train with you when you do stop. And when you get off the train, you might know the stop, but you might not know the conditions of that stop. So this is kind of my way of sharing my thoughts outside of doing like a blog or a journal, because I feel this is more my style, kind of going off the cuff and seeing how this goes. This is my first time doing a podcast, but I feel I kind of do inner monologues, so I have a feeling that I probably could do this pretty easy without rambling too much and going over topics I already covered. This year, I would say, has been definitely my hallmark year. I'm not sure I'll call it hallmark year, but it's been a year where I have discovered a lot of pitfalls and discovered friendships that have come and gone. And I've learned that people will come into your life, but you can't make them stay. So in a way, it's like your life is a hotel. And people will stay for the amenities, but leave because of the food. And that sounds weird, but I feel that sometimes life is going to not always give you the best of flavors, and whoever can deal with the parts of your life that don't always look the prettiest or taste the prettiest. Yes, I think the whole tasting is not the best option, but, you know, whatever, some parts of your life will not always be the most attractive, and the friends that stay with you through that are the ones you need to definitely work on and cherish. I had a friend of mine this year go through a lot of events all at once, and I couldn't be there because I was going through events in my personal life. I had to give up a couple of different pets because I realized that some of the mental illnesses that I was dealing with did not definitely correlate to having a pet. So if you feel that mental illness is something that you're dealing with, definitely don't get a pet, because I have realized having a pet is great. One day I want to have a pet, but first I need to work on myself a little bit more before I can have such a responsibility. I feel like pets are like children. And they really are. They depend on you for food, shelter, and love. And if you're seeking love from, say, someone else, or relationships, or say your love is found in a bottle or whatever the situation might be, then your love tank really isn't open enough to really share that love. And it was hard choices, but I realized I had to make them because I love my pets so much that I knew that making the sacrifice for them was big. And I feel my friends weren't really in the understanding of what I was going on, because they were dealing with a bunch of their own stuff. And one friend even acknowledged that they were going through a lot of personal issues, and that's the reason why they weren't around. And then when life hit them very dramatically, I couldn't be there, But then somehow I was seen as an awful friend after the year before this same individual was bedridden, and I spent several months helping this person with meals and some emotional support as they were dealing with a medical issue and also going through divorce. And it made me realize that some people come into your life for a reason. I mean, I feel I learned a lesson that some people will not ever really be there for you or show their true colors until they're really put into a situation, which I've been told by my therapist is usually 4 to 6 months, which has probably been on point because this person was always doing something and my exposure was very limited. So I learned a big life lesson. You know, I can, you can, as individuals and me as well, you can only put so much into someone until you won't get it back. And sometimes people will only be there because it suits them. And I think the biggest lesson I've learned is if someone's there for their own interests, then their interest does not lie in you, but themselves. Which is not easy sometimes to really realize that, but it's been I would say my mission, as they would say by one of my favorite artists, Sierra, you know, in terms of you have to level up. And when you level up, some of your friends don't come with you for various reasons. Sometimes their issues become too much. Sometimes individuals will put themselves first. And sometimes you have to. Sometimes when the plane is crashing, you have to put the mask on your face first before anybody else. Because, you know, if you pass out, you really can't help anybody. And it's been interesting this past year. You know, I've been in D.C. almost 4 years. And my first couple of years were a little crazy. The friends and friends I met, they definitely came and left. And I really have taken some time to really reflect on things and just see exactly, you know, who I want to be. And definitely after my experiences with losing my friend, I feel that I've been trying, you know, mentally to work on friendships. And I think friendship has been a big thing for me. I think this is probably my first real reflection on that. The last few years of my life have been kind of chaotic, probably like this first podcast. And my friendships have been all over the place. And definitely my friendships, in terms of who I give my friendships to, has been misplaced. And a lot of it probably comes to not wanting to be alone and trying to make friends wherever you can. And the other part is being gullible. With some of your friends, you have to realize that they will sometimes not build you up, but just build you down, or they just want to be around as long as it suits them. And I think that's the hardest thing to realize sometimes when people come into your life. What's the saying? I believe for a season or a reason. You know, sometimes there's more than one season they're in your life, and they'll teach you the same lesson over and over again, and then you realize that season will come to an end and that friendship will come to an end. But I am grateful for the memories, and I am definitely sad the way things did turn out, but you can't control the outcome, and I can only control where I am now, and trying to make myself better and more positive is my approach right now. And the first step is with this podcast, so thank you, Anchor, for giving me this platform, and I hope to make some more podcasts in the future. Look forward to talking to you.